In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm grateful to be with you today as we gather in Christ's name, renew our baptismal vows, and give thanks for God's presence among us. I think I told you that I am originally from Guatemala, and while we were living in Guatemala, my wife Sandra and I fulfilled one of our greatest dreams, building our own home. It was the result of years of saving, sacrifice, and prayer. During my early years in ministry, priests in Guatemala weren't typically granted credit. You know, I went to the bank and to ask for a credit, and they say, "What profession do you have?" "I am a priest." And they said, "Do you have another profession?" "Yeah, I am a mechanical engineer." "Okay, we are going to put that." But because priests are not granted for credit. So it took time for us and perseverance to save the money and to have the money in advance to build our home. Finally, the moment to start construction arrived. It was an adventure full of challenges, but also deeply exciting. Once all the permits, designs, and budgets were finalized, we began searching for the right person to carry out the work. We didn't know any good builders in the area, but everyone spoke highly of Don Daniele, a local master builder with an excellent reputation. One day, I decided to meet him in person. He struck me as a humble, kind, and trustworthy man. Moreover, the quality of his work was clear from the projects he had already completed in the community. After a few conversations, we decided to hire him. He accepted the responsibility with seriousness, commitment, and a deep sense of accountability. Almost every Friday, I visit the construction site, excited to see the progress of our home. But over the weeks, I noticed something curious. Many other workers would come looking for Don Daniel every Friday, hoping to find work with him. At first, I thought maybe he offered better pay or more flexible hours. But soon, I discovered something much deeper. Don Daniel had created a unique and inspiring dynamic with his team. They worked Monday through Friday on regular jobs, but every Saturday they volunteered their labor to build a house for one member of the team. When they finished one, they moved on to the next. Each worker was responsible for purchasing their own materials, but all the labor was a gift. Everyone wanted to work with Don Daniel. Through his example of love, service, and solidarity, he was teaching his team a new way of life, one rooted in mutual care, a life where what seemed impossible became possible. Together, Don Daniel deeply understood the teachings of Jesus. He knew that building the kingdom of God doesn't begin with grand speeches or public power, but with simple acts of love lived out in community. It's that daily faithfulness that transforms lives. The gospel reading today from Luke presents us with one of Jesus' more challenging parables. Jesus tells the story of dishonest manager who is caught wasting his master's possessions. Knowing he is about to be fired, he goes out and reduces the debts owed to his master, not out of repentance, but to win favor and secure a place for himself once he is unemployed. And then comes the twist. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. That's unsettling, isn't it? Why would Jesus use someone unethical as a positive example? But Jesus is not praising the steward's dishonesty. He's drawing our attention to something else. His urgency and strategic action in a moment of crisis. Jesus adds, "For the children of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the children of light." In other words, people often act decisively when it comes to temporary, worldly matters. How much more intentional and committed should we be as those who belong to the eternal kingdom of God? The message isn't be like the dishonest steward. The message is be as urgent, creative, and intentional, but for the right reasons and in the right direction. When I think in this parable, I can't help but return to the image of Don Daniel. The dishonest steward used his position to secure his personal future. Don Daniel used his leadership to secure the well-being of others. One acted out of fear, the other out of love. One manipulated relationships, the other built them through generosity. Both were stewards, managers, but only one faithful. Jesus concludes the parable with this challenge. Whoever is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And if you have not been faithful with what is another's, who will give you what is your own? Don Daniel was faithful in small things. He gave up his Saturdays. He taught his team. He served without seeking recognition. And through that quiet, consistent faithfulness, he helped build not just homes, but a community marked by love, dignity, and hope. That is how the kingdom of God is built. Today, with great joy, we celebrate those who are being confirmed in the faith. What a gift it is to stand beside you in this moment. And let's be clear, this is not a graduation. It's a beginning. Confirmation is not just about what we believe, but how we will live. It is the church saying, We recognize God's spirit in you. We bless you, and we walk with you as you follow Christ. You are being entrusted with something precious, not to carry it alone, but to live it out in community. To each of you being confirmed today, your faith is a gift, and your presence in this church matters. We need your courage, your voice, your energy, your prayers. And may you, like Don Daniel, be faithful in the little things. Because it is there that God turns the ordinary into the eternal. At the heart of the gospel is Jesus, the faithful steward par excellence. He didn't just teach truth, he lived it. He didn't act for his own gain, but for our salvation. He strengthened the weak. He healed the sick. He forgave the sinner. He gave his life out of love. And now he calls us to follow in his footsteps. We live in a complicated and often troubling times. Violence continues to touch our communities and disseminates fear. Social, political, and even family divisions create deep fissures. Anxiety, economic uncertainty, and emotional fatigue weigh heavily. And amid the constant noise of information, we can lose sight of what truly matters. Yet, even now, God calls us to be builders of his kingdom. Not with system of fear, like the dishonest steward, but with the faith, hope, and love that come from Christ. We build the kingdom through sincere prayers, act of kindness, words that heal, justice that restores, bridges of reconciliation, and hope that is shared even in the dark. These small faithful actions live in community have the power to transform. This is how the kingdom of God is built, on the solid foundation of love. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others, according to Philippians. And what if we, as a church, committed ourselves to this kind of faithfulness? What kind of community, what kind of world could we build if we serve like Don Daniel and his team? So today the question is not just what do we believe, but how will we live? Will we live surely for temporary things, or faithfully for eternal ones? Jesus says, you cannot serve both God and money. The invitation is before us. Be faithful in the little things. Be generous with what you have been entrusted. Build the kingdom with open hands and surrendered hearts. And may we, in the end, hear the voice of the Master say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord.